So, Flo, please tell me all about the Robin as much as you can.
USB-C.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's got here on the right side. I'm so sorry I have to do this through webcam, everyone. But it's got a fingerprint scanner embedded into the home button. And the way it works is you have to press it once and then you scan your finger.
How does that work? How does that interface work? Is it good or is it?
So it works like this.
Well, not how it works. I mean, does it work well?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That was fast.
Cool. Yeah.
Kind of press it. You kind of just press it and hold it. Kind of press and hold your thumb. My only issue is that I feel like left-handers, you guys might have to get used to using your index or middle finger.
Or they can
fingerprint.
Or they can adjust and start using their right hand like they're supposed to.
Don't listen to Ron. It's okay if you're left-handed. We still love you. These speakers are badass, by the way. They are awesome. They look like tiny little speakers, which they are. They are tiny little speakers, but they have woofers in them. And
woofers? Is this some kind of new audio technology?
I was pretty surprised how loud they could get. Huh. Well, subwoofers, that's what I meant to say. I was just trying to be cute. We've got dual LED flash on the back. Over here, let's see if I can do this. Over here on the back, you have this little cloud, and you can't see it through the webcam, but there are actually like four little LED dots underneath it. And it works a little bit like the battery monitor on the MacBook Air, and it'll show you how much cloud storage you have left when it's doing that little thing, when it's backing up. I have the Robin to back up to the cloud only when I plug it in and only when it's on Wi-Fi. So it just does its thing every night. So that way it's not interfering during the day. Anything else you guys want to know about it?
How's the performance?
I cannot comment on the performance at this time.
But stay tuned for Flo's.
But stay tuned for more.
Honoring an embargo.
I cannot comment on the performance. But
how does it feel? How's the phone feel?
I really do like the way it feels. It's very light. I thought that these sharp edges would be really annoying, but they're not. It's very comfortable to hold two-handed like this. Look, it looks nice and natural, too. It's very comfortable. Here's the smart storage screen, if you guys can see that at all. I might have to turn down. Actually, let me turn on the
Can you comment on the OS? Or?
Yes. So one thing that I'm just not particularly keen on is the fact that there is no application drawer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're just going to have a home screen that looks like this.
Right.
And you just kind of like cycle.
It's like old iPhone style, right?
Yeah. You just kind of have to cycle through it. And so when you do widgets, you have to like pinch from both sides to get the widgets. And there's like a separate widget screen that comes up, which is kind of, I'm not really into it. I'm not into that. But you have your own little widget screen. It's kind of annoying. I like to have my widgets integrated with the apps because the way I use widgets is I'll just like turn on the phone and then, you know, check on whatever the widget is showing me and then turn it off. But you can't really do that with this.
You have to actively go into like widget mode in order.
Yeah. So what you have to do is I'm going to try and do this backwards.
Yeah, it's not easy to do it like that.
No, I'm sorry that I'm not like there.
Why don't you turn around and hold the phone up?
Okay. So, I know. Hold on. I was unlocking it. So you have to like pinch like this.
Yeah.
And then
it
brings the widgets.
All right.
So you have to pinch on the home screen from either side, for both sides at the same time, and that'll bring up the widgets. And then the widgets you can just cycle through them. So you have like various screens of widgets.
I don't think that's a deal breaker. I think that's just something you need to get used to.
It's not a deal breaker.
You can install
your own launcher and you'll still have access to all the cloud backup functionality, which is great.
So you can install the Google launcher if you want Google Now and arrange the do you get an app draw then? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but you won't get access to the cool like animations that happen when an app gets uploaded into the cloud or when you're restoring it. When an app is living in the cloud, it is all grayed out, as you might be able to see on here. They kind of look like ghosted icons, and it's very easy to just download them. You just tap on it. That's it. And it just downloads. And then if you want to delete it forever from like the phone and from cloud storage, then you would just drag that little ghost icon to the uninstall setting as you would normally deleting any app.
So you can use an alternate launcher and still have it do the backup stuff.
Yep.
Oh, that's different.
Yes.
Okay.
So
that's a horse of a different color.
I could probably show you with the Google Now launcher.
But you just don't get the animations. That's a lot. And then how do you know what's backed up and what's not?
Yeah, exactly. But I do remember Scott Croyle mentioning that what's happening is that it's actually changing the app icon.
Right.
So it's kind of like graying out and then re-updating the app icon.
Okay, so
that's
this
probably
is what it looks like on the Google launcher. Now, I don't know if you guys can see.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
totally.
The apps are grayed out in the Google launcher.
Oh, that's cool that at least gives you that feedback.
Actually, you didn't even like try those during my review process. Good job, Flo.
All right. Professional.
If you tap on it in the launcher, it will try to restore it. But the problem is I'm not connected to our Wi-Fi here at the office. So it's not restoring for whatever reason.
So, yeah, that's more than I thought that it was going to be able to do. I was under the impression that if you were using an alternate launcher that you weren't going to have access to the backing up.
I love this.
That's great.
I'm so excited. I love this phone. This phone is so cool.
It's a pretty great phone. So far, it's just that there's some things about it that still feel, you know.
Well, it's 1.0. I mean, it's the first one out of the gate, right?
Oh. Although, holy crap, I put a lot of apps on this thing. So I literally stuffed this thing with apps. Over
the
weekend.
How quick is it to pull up a cloud app after you've like it's been backed up and you haven't used it for a while? Like, is it as quick as launching an app that's already downloaded to the phone, or is
no?
There, like,
it
a
has
lag?
To download it. It has to download it and install it. It takes about, I would say, like a minute or two, depending on your network connection.
But it doesn't have to reinstall it though, right? I mean, it's just basically downloading it and putting it back on your phone.
Yep, that's essentially what it's doing.
Yeah. So it's backing up the installed state of the app, and
it's taking the app off. It's offloading it off the system and putting it up in the cloud,
right?
Along with all the saved states that are associated with it, and so when it's grayed out, there's 0 bytes.
Right. Yeah. So it's not physically on the phone, but it's not like you have to download it and reinstall it.
Reinstall the APK.
It's going to remember your settings. It remembers. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yep.
But you won't get the grayed out icons on the actual home screen with the Google launcher. Just an FYI.
You won't?
No, you won't.
You'll get it in the drawer, but not on the home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm using the Google Now launcher, I'm arranging my apps myself, and I'm not going to put a backed up one on this on there anyway. So,
yeah.
Restoring. Amazon Shopping, restoring. Okay. You can't pin apps either if you're not on the Nextbit launcher. And by the way, there's no like special name for the operating system or anything. It's just
Nextbit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just Android, and it's Android 6.0, which is awesome.
Cool.
Samsung?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Very good question in the chat room.
A little startup can put Marshmallow on their phone.
How's the camera? Can you not talk about that?
Not yet.
Killing me.
In a couple days.
Yeah.
I can tell you offline, though.
Okay.
And check back for her full review.
But anyway. Thanks, Nextbit.
So, just for those who may or may not have been aware, this was done through a Kickstarter.
Yep.
Those of you who did not get in on the Kickstarter, it looks like the store is going to be going live on the 18th of February,
yes.
So in a couple of days. $400, I think, is the price for the Nextbit Robin through the store.
That's
so you'll be able to order that.
Yeah, they've been taking pre-orders before. Like, I remember in January, there was if you'd ordered by January 15th, you would have gotten in the February group of phones. Anything after that is shipping in March. So they're filling orders as soon as they come in. So if you're interested in this now, you can go put your order in right now. But then it does look like they're opening an official store on February 18th. So maybe the pre-orders have ended now. Yeah. So what's today? Today's the 16th.
I believe.
So just 2 days from now, you can order.
So they had ended the pre-order. They told me at CES they ended the pre-orders because of the Lunar New Year. A lot of people go on vacation in China.
Right.
And so they wanted to get everything out before they wanted to get all the devices made essentially before people went on vacation in Asia, so that's why it was kind of a little stoppage in between. But
All right.
Nice.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to see it in person, and we'll see. Hopefully you get back from Barcelona before I get my phone, although I don't know how the timing will be because I've got to – yeah, so there's a lot – I got a lot of logistics involved in getting my hands on
my phone. You should do your own little review. Yeah. Like, just kind of take it out and –
my own little review. I'll put on my Squarespace blog, and I'll
And
you'll start your review with, "Hey guys, what's up?
Hey guys, so I'm here.
Can you see my hands as I'm doing it?" Yeah, no, thank you.